This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some exciting news for downtown as Ingram Micro has announced that they are making the move from their location right now on Worley Drive in Williamsville to the former Highmark building here downtown. Just your thoughts on that move.
This is great news to hear, and it's for a multitude of reasons, because downtown Buffalo, post-COVID, hemorrhaged about 25,000 office workers. And so to rebuild downtown and to reimagine it also has to have a core piece of density, and it has to have a workforce down here to be able to support our amenities and our restaurants and our shops. And so for a large-scale employer to adaptively reuse that building at Highmark for a large-scale industry is incredibly important to the city of Buffalo. And I think that I had initial fears of its vacancy for too long, especially because of the square footage and really the magnitude of that building is quite large. So to have behind City Hall, now we're having more office workers come to downtown Buffalo, will directly support our economy. And it's very important and critical that this move happens, and I'm beyond thrilled.
As you said, you're worried about it being vacant for a little too long, but getting that building in here, do you feel that now, because this company is coming in, that maybe there soon might be a flow of other businesses, other companies looking to maybe take shop, whether it be in the rest of that space there or another space down here in downtown Buffalo?
I do, and I think that the name of Ingram Micro, that's a big name in Western New York and in this region. So for others to see large-scale employers like that move to the city of Buffalo and move into our urban core, I hope shows other workforces and other agencies and industries that we're competitive here in the city of Buffalo, and we want you to locate in downtown Buffalo. We want the office workers to come back. We understand that a lot of large-scale employers are going to a hybrid model, but to relocate to the heartbeat of this region, which is the city of Buffalo, is incredibly important.
Now, I know that COVID has had a drastic impact on office spaces being vacant over the last 5+ years, but going forward, what can be done, or maybe what needs to be done, to be able to continue to attract more businesses, whether it be from here in Western New York or even outside parties coming in and looking to make their home here in downtown?
That's a great question, and I would use the word that we need to adapt. So the city of Buffalo needs to adapt to a new world post-COVID, and we need to have amenities that attract office workers but also attract people to be down here 24/7. So we need to have a strong restaurant presence. We need to be able to have a pharmacy and groceries and amenities that everyday people use, either if it's transactional, meaning that they're just coming down here to work, or they want to stay. And I think that large-scale employers want to move down to downtown Buffalo, but they want to make sure that the people that they attract down there are able to live, work, and play. So we need to diversify our housing options in downtown Buffalo. And, you know, it, this kind of segues into the Braymiller argument, and it's the chicken or the egg. Do we have a grocery store first, or do we need to bring the residents first? And I think that no one wins when we have that debate. The fact is that if we're going to continue to attract large-scale employers to the city of Buffalo, we need to have those amenities. We need to have pharmacies and grocery stores. We need to have strong public transit. We need to have more people living down here, because the fact is that we're not going to, the office workers not going to come back to the normal, the numbers that we were used to. So I think that the state really needs to put in incentives for landlords and for developers to be able to convert and adaptively reuse those structures for permanent residences for people to live down here as well.
And then, do you know the details in terms of how many people are going to be in that building, the exact occupancy that that they're going to be moving into the Highmark building?
I don't, but that's what I want to know, because that the square footage of Highmark is so large that, you know, are they going to be able to occupy all of it, or, you know, just half of it? But I think that when I was, you know, really internally thinking about it with the move coming is we think that something is better than nothing. So even if we were to get just a significant portion of their workforce down here, it's a huge win for the city of Buffalo.